Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are all in red, with the exception of maybe a few contracts of Chicago wheat. But for the most part, the bean market gapped lower last night and started to move lower. Expectations are that the FSA won't have as large of acres in prevent plant that they did last month. And so that's leaning on the market, along with the fact that the weather forecast with cool weather and rain is kind of leaning on the market as well. I think also the disappointment that the market was unable to reach over the $14 area and try to once more attack the 1409 and three-quarter contract high for November soybeans. This is going to lead to another look, which we're not that far away, at the gap lower, that, or I should say the gap up day that we had back in August. And I guess I tend to think that the market looks to me like it's going to try to push a little bit lower here. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.